This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We got Owen Schroyer, who spent 2 days with our intrepid crew down on the coast in and around Houston. We had the footage of the fronts of buildings blown off, the stop signs bent down to the ground, buildings thrown on top of each other. But now we've got footage coming in as he's able to upload it by Michael Zimmerman, who didn't wait for orders from headquarters. He just went down there in my truck and with a kayak. And so he's down there getting powerful footage back when he's able to get internet. So he basically goes in and drives back out, uploads it, and drives back in. So he's in the middle of those rescue efforts right now. That is all coming up. The Gulf of Houston, 20-foot-plus deep water in many areas of the city, way more than 50 inches, have fallen 15 trillion gallons. 15 trillion gallons. Now let's go back to Infowars.com. Here's some of the stories. CNN's Acosta gets owned at retweeting fake news hurricane warning. New study finds Muslims and leftists responsible for vast majority of anti-Semitic hate crime. That's really not a... you need a study for that? But then they blame right-wingers for being anti-Semitic. Trump faces major tests as hurricane slams Texas. And again, that's the David Knight's analysis and show of that. Continuing here, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a big story going up. Hey, I thought those stories looked old. That was cached when I went to InfoWars. It didn't load the new stuff. I was like, man, this is really weird. There it is. Now it's loaded the new stories on InfoWars.com. There's a lot of really, really important articles up on the site right now. University accuses student of Islamophobia for mocking ISIS. That's right. May get kicked out of college. Hell, you get arrested in Germany for that if you criticize ISIS, because they're not Islamic when they kill you or put you into sex slavery or cut your genitals off, even though they're following the Quran. But then if you criticize them, you get in trouble at the University of Edinburgh because, well, it's Islamophobia because he mocked the Islamic State. Robbie Travers, who's also a commentator with the Gatestone Institute, let's get him on, posted to Facebook another individual at the college reported into campus authorities for making fun of a terror group. Gosh. People say, oh, well, I better not do that. No, it's now time to get more politically incorrect, folks, because I've got stacks of news articles here where, like we covered last week, they sent a Twitter out, the ACLU did, showing a white baby talking about America's future. And then they took it down and apologized when their constituents, their supporters, their users, their fans, said, this is white. White is not the future. Whites are bad. Let's kill whites. Let's get rid of them. And they said, you know what? You're right. We agree with you. They didn't say, man, you're mentally ill. You've really become racist yourself. What's wrong with you? They said, you know, thank you for teaching us. Thank you for helping us. And oh, and Muslim families are just like everybody else's families. So let's give little Christian kids we take away from their parents, even 8 years old, let's take their crosses away and put a burqa on them and give them to Muslim family who then tells them that Jesus Christ is a piece of garbage. That's the Times of London. This is just straight up now. Should we be giving 8-year-olds to Muslims who then tell them, you know, that their culture's evil and that Christianity's bad? And by the way, sweetheart, we're going to put a burqa over your head. And maybe they'll marry her off when she's 9 years old under Islam. You can do that. I mean, it's So, peace be upon the prophet and everything else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep all of your essentials protected. That means you can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit Solark.us to see EMP testing. That's Solark.us. Energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Mycos EX is back in after 5+ months sold out. Talk about next level probiotic. It's the antifungus, anti-yeast, latest technology, 4.8 stars. It's been sold out for months, big waiting list, limited amount because it's so hard to get the compounds and to have it be California standards. Nobody's got something that's good. Save 30% off of Mycos EX and get the gut health support back when you get it with the Biome Defense 50 billion live in each pill probiotic. Mycos EX contains 7 of the world's most powerful organic and well-crafted ingredients designed to attack and melt away the membrane of yeast and fungal organisms. Start fighting back against hidden yeast and fungus with Mycos EX at InfoWarsLife.com before it sells out again. 10% off when you choose auto ship. It's kind of embarrassing to get family and crew members on that, you know, have irritable bowel and Crohn's type stuff that didn't exist 50 years ago. Now it's epidemic. But I'm getting ready to have a bunch of folks go ahead and come on air and tell you what it did for them, because regardless, you can't lose your fun in the operation. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're live broadcasting worldwide now into hour number 2. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, you'll be riding the shotgun with me. Owen Schroyer is sitting to my right. We're going to have Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief joining us, real geopolitical expert with amazing gravitas, to give us his take on Trump's big pivot back into the situation in America's longest war, almost 17 years in Afghanistan. We'll just spend 10 minutes on that or so. Then I'm going to open the phones up for people specifically who are here in Texas and Louisiana to give us their take on what they're witnessing, what they've gone through, what they think about what's happening. But here's the big news. This is out of the New York Daily News, the Houston Chronicle, the Associated Press, the Wall Street Journal. These are real quotes. These are real quotes. The mayor called it nonsensical and stupid, not just last Thursday and Friday when Abbott came out, the governor of Texas, and said, you need to order an evacuation. And if you're not going to order a full evacuation, you need to say that there's an advisory. And then when the Houston's leaders wouldn't do it, who were Democrats, Democrat city now, what did they do? They made jokes about it and called it nonsensical and said that it wasn't needed. There it is, New York Daily News. Houston area officials defend decision not to evacuate ahead of Harvey. Nonsensical thing to do. This is so over the top, I don't know what to think. Because Democrats, I've noticed, are big mainstream media people. And they believe the buck starts, you name it, with the comedy shows that masquerade as news shows. They're starting a new one this week, five nights a week on Comedy Central, misrepresenting who I am. I guess hoping I get killed or something. So their main news programs are actors reading off teleprompters who pose as comics so they don't get their butts sued into oblivion as they steal people's identities and then commit cultural crimes in their names. So what are they doing? Well, the same way they sabotage culture, the same way they admit with Cloward and Piven they want to bankrupt the nation, the same way it came out in lawsuits this year that they want to bankrupt Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac so that small-time business owners and blue-collar workers can't have a home and have the American dream. It's all about getting control, Owen, and that's what they've done. So I ask you the question, is he just completely negligent, insane? The mayor there? Or is Sylvester Turner conscious of what he's doing and they're wanting to blame Trump so they want to make the disaster as bad as possible? Because George W. Bush sent in FEMA but then wouldn't let any of the locals help, so it was a bigger disaster. Obama just wouldn't even go to hurricanes and hardly sent any help and just let locals deal with it. Trump is aiding the locals, absolutely empowering everybody. They're calling this the best response ever across the board, except for some Democrats making jokes saying, we hope Texas and rednecks get wiped off the map, not even knowing it's a Democrat city now. And they are blaming Trump, saying he sent out a video wishing everybody well and prayers on Friday, saying that he didn't direct them on what to do. The president doesn't do that. It's the county, it's the city, it's the emergency management. They call on the governor, then he calls on the president. That's called a republic. It's called separation of powers. It's called jurisdiction. But there, again, is it complete ineptitude or is it part of a plan? They know how deadly these are. They know what the meteorologists unanimously said, it's going to hit Houston. It's going to stall over Houston. Could be the worst storm ever recorded in a major city in the U.S. It's now, looks like it's that. 10 million people in Houston, only 2 million evacuated because the Democrats told them, don't evacuate. In fact, guys, I saw this Friday and Thursday. Will you guys go online, go to YouTube, type in city officials in Houston say don't evacuate or no need to evacuate, say city officials. Because I know we have the quotes here, but I want the video of where they said it. I mean, they're in a new article saying, I mean, there's new press conferences. So this side's busy. Whoever's on the other production side, I need those clips. Because it's one thing me saying this, they'll probably have Colbert go, Jones lied again and said unicorns were seen swimming in the Houston Ship Channel and that alligators were coming off flying saucers and that the mayor didn't declare an emergency or tell folks to evacuate. Because that's the tactic. That's the tactic. I mean, there's articles, hundreds of them a day, saying Jones, who normally covers space aliens and flying saucers, which we never talk about, Jones, who said that the moon landings didn't happen, never said that. Jones, who says he hates black people, never said that. Jones, who's the most racist person in America, never said that. This is how they operate. This is what they do. So we need the clips of the skankers saying it pronto. As fast as we can. Great job, crew. Owen, you went down there Thursday, Friday. You were there. You had to. I told you to come back. You couldn't even get into Houston. Zimmerman's down there because he has family there. He's got a kayak. He's in the middle of it. Powerful footage being uploaded as we speak to Infowars.com. First off, you were there. We'll get into that secondarily. What do you make of the incredible stand down? Because back on Thursday and Friday, I heard the mayor saying that stuff, but I wasn't trying to score political points. I was mainly worried about the state of Texas. We've got warehouses down there that are on high ground, so they didn't get flooded for some of the products. But I was worried about family. I wasn't. That's our problem. As libertarians, as Americana, as patriots, we're not thinking about how to get an angle at an emergency. I almost am like blind. You know what I mean? It's always later I go, what in the world are these people doing ordering a stand down? Because they ordered a stand down. They said, we're not telling people they might want to go. That's nonsensical. Everything's fine. Stay in your houses. That's nonsensical, Abbott. I mean, what? But again, they won't get in trouble because mainstream media will say they did a great job.
Well, it'll be interesting to see how the mainstream media does respond if they're just going to put all the onus on Trump, or they're going to look at the local leadership and say, hey, why didn't you do more? I think it was obvious, especially by Friday.
Do more? They told people stay there.
It was obvious by Friday to anyone with half a brain functioning that Houston was going to be rocked. I mean, that was, as you said, everybody knew it. All the major analysis was saying Houston was going to get flooded. That's where the majority of the rainfall was going to be. There was going to be some serious flooding. So I don't know if the local leadership is, as you asked, that negligent intentionally or that ignorant. I'm not sure. If they think that they can have some sort of cover in the media by making statements like, oh, it's nonsensical to want to evacuate, or, oh, there's no need to evacuate. If they think they have cover in the media, well, then, of course, they have no problem saying that if the media is just going to blame Trump. But if they're genuinely that ignorant, if they're genuinely that incompetent, Alex, and I think this is truly just a nationwide problem that is not being addressed as it should. I really think that that's how dumb these people are. I really think that that's how stupid and arrogant, not just people in local leadership, but all over, people in media, people just the general population, just completely clueless, Alex. Just totally clueless, totally unaware of anything, totally head in the clouds until it hits them at home, and then it's like, wait a second, there's actually a world here?
So you think it's a dodo bird scenario?
I really do. I really, just only because the trend that we've been seeing, and Alex, this is something you and I have been talking about, just the mental illness. It's like an epidemic. The complete ignorance is like an epidemic. I mean, yeah, we can go on the streets and show you how dumb these Antifa members are when you ask them why they're protesting. You can show how dumb these Trump supporters are.
Oh, there was another stand down we'll get to a little bit later in Berkeley where they let Antifa beat up just prayer groups.
But
no one is allowed to protest but hardcore communists now, or they'll beat you up because everyone's a Nazi. It's their excuse to go out and basically attack people.
Yeah, so then you have that story, literally Antifa getting away with being a domestic terrorist group. But I think just like you can walk up to Trump protesters, Antifa members, and ask them, hey, what's your cause? What are some of your ideas? Why are you out here?
Screw you, Nazi.
You could walk up probably to the local leadership in Houston and say they'd been have a similar type conversation, and they'd be just as ignorant. They'd be just as pathetic. I'm dead serious. I'm convinced of it now.
Well, that's because when you buy into lie after lie after lie after lie, like Democrats defending Obamacare, when it was written bipartisanly to screw everybody, and the facts are all in that doubles, triples prices, got rid of people being covered, they don't care. Because once you just don't care anymore and you just believe any lie, you become a delusional slob.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And it's lazy, too. It's really easy for you to just hop onto the bandwagon and go along with what everyone else is saying. It's the groupthink that we expose so many times. But just to recap what I experienced, I've seen weather devastation. I was from St. Louis, Missouri. I've seen floods. There's flooding with the Mississippi, the Missouri River.
You've seen a lot of tornadoes.
Yeah, but the amazing thing about this to me, because I'd never seen a hurricane, was just the scale. I mean, we drove for hundreds of miles down the Texas coast, and it was like this everywhere we went, Alex. I mean, mobile homes flipped, cars crushed, houses just completely washed away. You saw the footage of Walmarts and Lowe's and gas stations just completely torn apart.
The roofs torn off.
Right there. And that was for just the hundreds of miles that we drove. So we drove up along the coastline. We started just, I guess, west of Corpus Christi. Drove along the coastline. Once we got to Rockport is when we first started dealing with roads that were, you couldn't drive over them. They were too flooded, so we had to navigate a little bit north. And then we came up closer through Port Lavaca. And once you started getting there, you just really couldn't travel down the coastline anymore. You couldn't really go eastbound anymore. Everything was flooded. The roads were flooded. Everything shut down. Wires dangling everywhere. The roads covered.
But to be worried about this is nonsensical.
It's just, see, that's what I'm saying, Alex. There's no way.
Look at Houston, if you're a TV viewer. It's under 20-something feet of water. It's nonsensical to tell people to evacuate.
That's how, I really think that that's how dumb they are. And
Either way, even if you have... But why are Democrats, because Republicans have got their problems, why are they so stupid? From Pelosi on down, they are literally like they've been given lobotomies, man.
Just like the general public, Alex. It's just like the general public. They have been. They've been sipping on fluoride water right out of the womb. They got shot up with the same vaccines that are making, you know, half these people with...
They're in a trance. They're TV heads. I've noticed it with TV heads. They just watch TV all day, passive television, and their brains have been eaten. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
After being sold out for months, our best-selling Superblue Fluoride toothpaste is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. The first shipment of Superblue sold out in 1 week. I thought it would be a six-month supply for listeners. And since then, people are beating down our doors wanting to be able to resupply their Superblue. Research across the board is clear. In fact, it's certified. When bacteria infects your gums, it can enter your bloodstream and even contribute to blood clots and heart attacks. That's why the last Surgeon General's report on oral health warns that your oral health can have a serious impact on your entire body. Super Blue Fluoride Free Toothpaste is a groundbreaking new formula. It's loaded with good halogen iodine instead of the bad halogen fluoride. Super Blue contains natural oils and ingredients used since biblical times to help wipe out bad bacteria and eliminate bad breath. Just some of the ingredients in Super Blue, chosen by our dental experts, include xylitol, peppermint oil, iodine, nano silver, and more. Learn more about InfoWars Life Super Blue Toothpaste at InfoWarsLife.com and support the InfoWar while you support healthy gums and teeth.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
KD Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Oh,
is my guest riding the shotgun with me this hour. We're going to open the phones up for folks that are in Texas, Louisiana, want to give your response to what's happened with Hurricane Harvey. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. More and more, I'm going to segue away from that number I've had for 19 years to our own number here in-house, just so we can be able to take more calls and have it all here in Austin, Texas. I still work some with GCN up in Minnesota and still route the calls through there. We did find a clip of the mayor in the aftermath explaining why they didn't issue a advisory that you might want to evacuate or go to higher ground. And the argument that we have by Sylvester Turner, Owen, is that, well, the city is too big to evacuate. Well, if you listen to the...
So just die.
If you listen to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, they were saying by last Tuesday or Wednesday, hey, you probably want to start getting ready to get out. And I've had family down there forever. They've been hit by many hurricanes. You leave 2 or 3 days before it gets there. Sometimes there's some bad traffic. You use back roads, whatever. But obviously by the time they came out and said Friday afternoon, it's too late, you don't evacuate, why didn't they listen to the governor and the Texas National Guard and the Oceanic Administration? Why didn't they use their common sense? If the mother of all hurricanes is coming, you need to tell folks that they need to evacuate. Or is he being honest that a mega city of 10 million people just isn't tenable? These are death traps.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Perhaps they're showing some of their true ideologies here as far as how they approach the concept of a big city, because he's kind of right. I mean, if there was something that went down in Austin and you try to cross one of the three bridges to get out of the city, you ain't going nowhere, folks. You're stuck in Austin. And maybe that's what he's alluding to, saying, hey, I didn't want to cause a chaos. I didn't want to cause crisis by telling people that you live in a big city. If you try to evacuate, you're pretty much screwed. So you might as well just hunker down and hope you don't die. Maybe that's just them showing their ideology of how to approach these big cities. I mean, we've talked about the plan to make mega cities. I forget the exact government document. Agenda 21. Putting everybody into the megacities, and then they're in total control.
And that way they can tax you, control you, overcharge you for rent. Everything is about getting you under their full control. Amazon, all these computer actuaries about how to rip you off as much as possible, including their employees.
But isn't that the same thing that the Mayor Khan says? He says, oh, terrorism is just part and parcel to living in a big city. So that's what they're going to say next. Dying in a hurricane is just part and parcel to living in a big city. There's no solution to these issues. See, you're in a big city. You're on the control grid. There's nothing you can do. That's just big city life. You just got to live with it. And we're not going to tell you to evacuate, even though we know there's
meanwhile, the elites flood. Have their helicopters that they can evacuate on.
Yeah, they'll just fly right out of there. They don't mind. They were probably out days before.
So everything is this mindset of we're the little people.
Yeah.
They're the gods up on Mount Olympus. Let's play a clip of the mayor. This is, again, the mayor of Houston, Texas, Sylvester Turner. Here it is.
Quite frankly, every neighborhood, every community received water and flooded. Every bayou went over its banks. You cannot put in the city of Houston 2.3 million people on the road. That is dangerous. But Houston, Harris County got a lot of rain, a lot of flooding. When you combine Houston and Harris County, you literally cannot put 6.5 million people on the road. If you think the situation right now is bad, you give an order to evacuate, you are creating a nightmare, especially when it's not planned. And many of us in the city remember when the evacuation order was ordered before, and we've learned our lesson from that. It has to be very well coordinated all the way from Houston to the destination port. You have to make sure that you have proper gas stations. You have to make sure that you have the proper lanes that are flowing in the right direction. It has to be coordinated. If you do it or attempt to do it and it's not coordinated, not done right, you are literally putting people...
Oh, that's enough. So that's like saying if you have the Titanic is sinking, we're not going to try to evacuate anybody because, you know, there's too many people. Well, yeah, they didn't do the drills on the Titanic like they were supposed to. And since they've had evacuation problems before, now, since it didn't go well last time, We're just not going to do it. No, you say a week before when they knew it was probably going to hit. You might want to think about, those of you that can, going to visiting family in a couple days, and then maybe you get a government program going where everybody has a different color of when you're going to evacuate, but try to coordinate it. But this is a load of bull saying, well, it's too complex. Let's just give up. That's why the trains are all wrecking. The infrastructure is falling apart. Because the Democrat attitude of things is, we don't know how any of this works, so we're not going to try. Seriously, this is insane. We'll be right back. We'll get Owen Schroyer's take on this and more. Stay with us. Your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves. Home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth from chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalists. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live. Coming up, we're going to look at geopolitical developments in Afghanistan and more, and then go to your phone calls with the devastating super hurricane that's dumped 50-plus inches, 20-plus feet of water in many areas of Houston, the bizarre responses of the government and more. That's all coming up. Look at this headline from InfoWars.com. Houston officials downplayed flood warnings as fake news. Dan Lyman's story. City faces potential lawsuit for publicly shaming resident who blew the whistle. Sure, they've had trouble with evacuations before, doing it a day before, so you do it 2 days before. They knew from NOAA that this was going to be a megastorm, probably the worst ever, from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. That's why they have the signs. That's why they have the highways set up for it. That's why they have the evacuation zones. And yes, a big megacity with 6+ million in two counties, total metro 10 million, it's hard to get all those people out. And a lot of folks are going to stay regardless. But why didn't they even try this time? And now, like you said during the break, they're just passing the buck. It's like the guy waving his arms around and Team America.
Yeah, it's like, who's in charge here? This guy comes out and he says, well, we couldn't call for an evacuation because that was going to cause an emergency. Well, you're in an emergency. That's the whole point. And whose job is it to prepare for that? Wouldn't that be your job? So it's like you said, they're throwing up their hands. Well, who's in charge here? Well, I'll take hold now. I'll be in charge now that everything's bad, and I'll make a statement now, and everything's fine. There's too many people in the city to evacuate. If you live in a big city, just expect to die from a terror attack or a hurricane or a flood, and just shut up. That's just what you get from living in a big city. But that's an amazing story from Dan Lyman. It goes beyond just saying discount.
It turns out the city council knew 3 days before and decided not to tell people.
And then mocking citizens who are trying to
warn. And then mocking the governor?
That's unheard of.
How about don't live in a place like Houston?
It's really sad, too, especially if they try to play the whole, oh, my gosh, Harvey's racist.
Now, you know who else is an expert on this? Joel Skousen. We'll get his take on this in a moment. He's written Strategic Relocation, the Bible of this stuff. He's written the Safe Home, the Secure Home. And, of course, we've put out a film with him and sell the book, InfoWarsStore.com. But before we go to him on that, let me just remind listeners and viewers, you need to read Strategic Relocation. You need to get the accompanying film. You need to support the broadcast because this is all symbiotic information that helps you as well, but also funds our operation. They're coming after us, the globalists, Google. The Southern Poverty Law Center is trying to set it up where we can't even do business on major shopping cart or banking platforms. That's why the Kennedy Center's filed suit. Major Christian organizations are also filing suit. I'm going to get some into that because they're blocking us from commerce. Talk about true mark of the beast. This is incredible. So please, you're our lifeline to fund our operation. Get Strategic Relocation, DVD and book special together or individually at InfoWarsStore.com. And Super Male Vitality, that just takes known natural herbs that are cold pressed, concentrated, is 57% off, and it is our best seller. It's always in the top three, but usually it's our best seller. I'm going to probably sell out of this in just a few weeks at this price, so I'm going to stop doing it soon because sometimes we run out of it, and it looks like it's going to be months till we get more. It is 57% off, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com. People are really taking advantage of that. We also have the Bio True Selenium. That's just organic mustard seed selenium, super strong. A lot of the stuff synthetic out there is just garbage, does nothing for you. With the Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, the pure iodine, there's all the other bad iodines out there that fill up your glands. This is the good iodine. Research for yourself with iodine deficiency is done here. The government used to add a cruddy form of it to salt. Now they take it out. When you don't have the good iodine, the bad garbage, the halogens, the bromine, the bromide, the chlorine, the fluoride, it goes in. So find out why it's changed my life and so many other people's lives. Check it out for yourself. Massive reviews, thousands and thousands of reviews, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And you get free shipping on orders $50 or more, and you get 10% off additionally when you sign up to get our coffee or any of the supplements. The multivitamin fruit juice, fruit punch juice with the amino acids, all of it, when you sign up for auto ship every 15 days, every month, every 60, every 90, you just click whatever you want to do, you get an additional 10% off, and you can obviously cancel that anytime. So it's a great deal to be signed up on auto ship. But I want to thank you all for bucking the globalists, bucking their censorship, bucking everything they've been trying to do to us in their face, defiantly continuing to fund us so we can hopefully expand in the face of the new world order. But you notice they've got a new show on Comedy Central launching 5 days a week that poses as news, where the person plays the part of myself and says horrible racist things. Then they say in the news that I said that, that people physically attacked me on the street. This is mass mental illness beyond suspended disbelief. It's mind control. Jordan Kepler, five nights a week attacking me. Two shows on HBO attacking me. Showtime, every major TV network, just savagely, Alex Jones is the most racist man in America, though they have no clips. Tom Brokaw saying it. And that's why I'm in consultation with the lawyers, and I'm sending letters out to Tom Brokaw, all of them. I don't want to do this, but they're removing me from commerce now. When they start not letting you even do business or be on Amazon, or they don't let the D, you know Kennedy Senator, major mainline Christian organization, even operate, the D. James Kennedy Center. We also have other major organizations this is happening to who can't even operate, folks that have been shot up. And the people said they came because of the SPLC. And, of course, it just gets worse and worse and worse from there. So the Family Research Council is getting involved in lawsuits. And I've been saying this is one of our nonviolent ways to deal with this. This is serious racketeering. This is serious civil rights violations. And the Supreme Court's clear. The lawyers are clear. I've talked to some of the top lawyers in the country, and they said, Alex, it's open and shut what they've done to you. But, Alex, look at these hundreds of other groups that are even more mainline. Do you want to do this yourself or wait till they bring them down? It was the same thing with Right Haven, who was suing people for all sorts of stuff, and I'm not going to get into the private settlement. But my lawyer said, look, your case is good, but just wait. They're going to get brought down by other folks. And they did. They got brought down. But with this, I just morally can't sit here and wait when this is happening. So we're going to cover the waterfront with yourself and Joel Skousen. I want to get into the turn that Trump's making. I want to get into the evacuation we're seeing. And I want to get into the censorship is now here. It's now intense. The attack is now here. They're openly saying they're getting ready to kill Trump, where we think all this is going. So Joel Skousen of WorldAffairsBrief.com, one of the smartest guys out there on geopolitics, but also on natural disasters. Which of these three big areas you want to tackle first?
Well, let's cover the Harvey situation first. As I warned in my book, Strategic Relocation, being in high-density population area is a death trap in any kind of major emergency where people have to leave or be rescued because there simply aren't enough resources. I mean, to a certain extent, I'm a little bit taken back by the mayor's position. Clearly, it's impossible to evacuate 6 million, but you don't have to evacuate 6 million. There's really only about 500,000 people in affected areas that are actually underwater.
Exactly. If you're in a floodplain, evacuate.
I mean, any sane person should know, whether you read my book or not. This is not a good place to be living. If you're in New Orleans and those things, and unfortunately a lot of these people are low-income people who are totally dependent on government instructions and welfare and don't move until the government tells them to move. But the government's pretty incompetent in this. Even if they had the resources, which they don't, we don't have any preparations to relocate even 500,000 people, let alone a million.
Joel, I've been asking the question. It's now confirmed. It's on InfoWars.com. It's mainstream news. It's broke that city council members knew it was going to flood 3 days before, and the decision was made to not tell the people lest it create a panic. It's like you said, tell the people in the flood area evacuate, tell other folks.
Well, there's a groupthink mentality here about liability, that if we tell them and they panic, then we're liable for that. I mean, the lawyers have just created panic within the city councils. They're sitting right on their shoulder telling them what they can and cannot say. But, you know, frankly, I don't blame this on the city council. Every one of these people have televisions, multiple televisions. They're watching the news. They've seen the same predictions I've seen, that in 2 more days there's more inches coming and more inches after that. It doesn't take a rocket science.
And that's what Owen was saying. It's like the zombiosis is getting worse. I know you observed this, Joel Skousen. What do you think's happening to people? They even admit in studies, brain waves on average are lowering. People are in a near sleep-like trance, a mass daydream. A spell has come upon the land. It's like the Bible talks about.
And part of that is because of this government's going to take care of us mentality. I mean, especially the people on welfare, they're getting everything they have from the government. They are relying on government. And people need to see the consequences of this. People need to be hurt in order to realize I've got to act on my own. I've got to personally prepare for these kinds of emergencies. And people don't have that mentality. The more the government takes over their self-responsibility.
So that's really it, is we've become totally domesticated, like the movie WALL-E. Soon we won't be able to walk. How far can this unbalance go, though, Joel? It seems like nature abhors a vacuum, and this just reeks of societal collapse to me.
Yeah, nature will provide the very dangerous lessons. We're going to see people die. We're going to see people lose everything in this flooding, and they'll have very little to blame but themselves. Whether or not the whole nation takes notice, I'm not sure. You know, people tend to look at their television and say, oh, that's too bad what's happening in Houston. But someday, and that's what I warn about strategic relocation, you know, we're going to face a nuclear war in this nation with Russia and China. And people literally, even though they see it talked about in the press, feel total confidence. The government knows what they're doing. They're not going to let this happen to us. We've never been attacked. And it's someday going to happen. People will not be as prepared at all unless they've...
I want to get into the geopolitical with you, you're really the expert on, but the full-out assault, hundreds of Christian groups, mainline groups, being banned from Amazon, being banned from national charity groups, being banned from, quote, public indexes. This is hardcore persecution of the church starting here, and a lot of the church is just groveling, you know, to the SPLC even more, you know, hoping that they don't get put on the list. This is like first they came for this group, I did nothing, then they came for that group. What do you make of this? And I really think I am forced to start litigating because I've been included in this as well. And again, whether they want to call me these names or not, to then use the database to go out and block me from commerce, next time I'm not going to be able to have a bank account. I mean, we're being refused from credit card services now.
Yeah, and it's going to get worse. What I fear, though, Alex, is the courts having a strong leftist bent and a lot of them being part of the deep state. I'm not sure. You know, they can look at the law both ways. They can, for example, justify Google and Amazon by saying, well, these are private companies. You don't have a right to advertise on these. This is not free speech. This is not government. And yet, if this was a private company, doing racial discrimination, the courts would rule in their favor. And so this is a very biased judicial system here, and I think your lawyers, is wise in saying, look, these other guys have a good case, let them work this out through the courts. They'll try to milk you dry financially through litigation if you're not careful. So, I think the case is good and strong, but the judges and the systems will not back us up, I'm afraid.
Sure, and there's also just the defamation level of Tom Brokaw saying, Alex Jones is a complete and total racist, close quote. We must have courage and stop him. Then there's a call to action to destroy me. That's the very definition of conscious defamation.
Yeah, absolutely. You ought to go after him with a 10-foot pole. Well, legally, he's guilty of defamation.
Well, they would never act like this before. Why are they so desperate to do this?
It's because you're being effective, Alex. I mean, there's a rebellion going on, and Trump got it really going, and it's the more they attack Trump, the more the Trump support base rises up and sees the injustice of this, and we're seeing it right now with the dismissal of Sebastian Gorka, Steve Bannon. They're purging the White House. They've got a wall of information that John Kelly has put around the president, not allowing anybody. He's taken away the cell phone from the president. So that the president's given out a cell phone number to other people, and they can't reach him now. They've got to go through John Kelly. It's a complete, total filter now of who gets to the president.
And I've now confirmed that Gorka and Bannon did not get fired. They left in disgust by the Afghanistan decision. But behind the scenes, Trump is chewing out Tillerson, saying you're too establishment. He is going after some of the other people, telling the Goldman Sachs guy, you know, you're a globalist. I hired you to get the economy going. Because you're supposedly the best. And then they're all out bad-mouthing him. We'll play this in the next segment. Whether it's Cohen or whether it's Tillerson, they're openly making snide comments against the president. He is totally surrounded.
Well, he is surrounded, but Trump's a tough guy. Trump could stop this, although he doesn't know how to do it now. You know, he's under siege, and he's scared. He's running scared, and these people are claiming, we know how to handle this. We can save you, but you've got to get rid of the radicals in your administration. I disagree that Bannon left. He left voluntarily, and Gorka did too, after they were fired. But they were fired, and in the World Affairs Brief this last Friday, I went through why Gorka was fired, the three things that he did that offended Trump by taking credit for the election, by several other statements, I mean, contradicting Trump about Afghanistan or about a war, about North Korea.
Sure, well, I was going with what Bannon and what Gorka said, saying we resigned, we weren't fired. I mean, I guess the word was the firing was coming.
Yeah, it was absolutely coming, but you've got to remember that Gorka was completely isolated. He literally couldn't talk to anybody.
They wouldn't even give him a national security clearance.
That's right. They wouldn't give him a clearance. So what is he going to do? He's going to say, I'm going to be more effective going back to Breitbart on the news. And he's right. I mean, you're totally isolated in the way. There's a wall around Trump. You can't talk to him anymore. What good are you sitting there collecting a salary?
Let's be honest. I know we're always honest, but let's not lie to ourselves. Trump, in 7 months, in a week, killed TPP, killed the carbon tax, killed political correctness, controlled the border somewhat, helped get the stock market going, got the thousands of companies, hundreds of big ones to say they're coming back. But the elite is totally against him. They've bullied even his own family. Only the sons have stuck with him from the intel I've got, and his wife somewhat. And they're death-threatening him. They're attacking all his businesses. They can't walk on the street anymore, any of his family. I mean, let's talk about I've been demonized. I've gotten to enjoy their hate. But let me tell you, with the Trumps, it's next level. But then he did this Afghanistan thing because they really sold him that they can go in, dominate them, beat them, actually take out the bad guys, untie the military's hands, because Obama was always directing things, and that they can, then in a year, this is what I was told by high-level folks, then they can argue a peace deal, bring in some business, have Afghanistan stand down, use Pakistan's pressure on India. But I just don't see that working because there is no country in Afghanistan. It's 30-plus tribes, hundreds of subgroups, always killing each other. You can't conquer something that doesn't exist. I mean, it's like a Stone Age group, in my view. You're a real geopolitical expert and former military officer in your own right and an expert on this. But I got to say, when he agreed to that first health care repeal that was a bad deal, that really hit him with people because it was bad. He's backed off on some of the vaccine stuff. He's backed off some of the Federal Reserve stuff. And now on this Afghanistan thing, he said, I went against my instincts. So, again, thank God, as Rand Paul said every morning, we don't have Hillary in. We'd already probably be in World War III. I know he's real. I know he's surrounded. I've got 70-something crew members, and they're great, but I can't run stuff right half the time, trying to be a competent person. So, being in his shoes, I can't imagine, but it does appear he's like a boxer leaning on his opponent when he goes to these crowds. You can see that he's like going, I did what you wanted, I'm trying, and all they do is lie, and they call him racist when he does the opposite. I mean, you can just see that they got beat in the election, so they tripled all the lies, where it's an entire false paradigm, it's an entire false environment, like a virtual reality of lies. Here's one example. All over the news, bikers are coming to protest Trump. They knew nobody was going to be there protesting him in Phoenix. They had like 200 people. So they pointed cameras at his crowd and said, look, they're protesting him from 200 yards away. This is next level lying. So I'm ranting, Joel Skousen of World Affairs Brief. What is your view on Afghanistan? But it appears he's beginning to falter.
Well, he is. The reason is because Trump does not have the background to back up the sound bites that he instinctively in his gut feeling knew were correct. Everything about conspiracy to globalism, but he has none of the background to understand the details, either of globalism or of conspiracy, to recognize when it's manipulating him, when it's staring him in the face. I mean, you have to know that the deep state is supplying all the weapons to ISIS and all the other terrorist groups. And in next week's World Affairs Brief, my major story is going to be about the Bulgarian investigative journalist who just picked up. They found out where the secret pipeline of weapons from the U.S. to the terrorist is, and it's through the Azerbaijani airline. Silkway airline, and for the past 3 years, under the cover of diplomatic immunity, they have shipped 350 tons of military weapons to all over the world, especially the Middle East, but also to Africa.
That's the State Department export authorization that Hillary started.
Well, it started clear back in Rumsfeld. Rumsfeld was the one who made the deal with Azerbaijan. And
sure, but didn't Hillary radically expand it, is my point, during her tenure?
Yes, clearly. But it was started under the Bush administration. I mean, the Bush administration was just...
No doubt.
Of this. So it's really important to understand we now know the pipeline, and we know that the U.S. is implicated, and it's amazing. The only U.S. source other than myself who's picked up on this is 21st Century Wire, who covered it yesterday, but it's going to be a big story that the mainstream press will never talk about. But Trump has been sold a bill of goods in Afghanistan. He claims that he studied it out and really worked through this. He didn't study it out at all. He simply was briefed for hours after hours by the generals until they finally convinced him. They used photographs of dead civilians and played the old 9/11 card. They played the card about Osama bin Laden hatching 9/11 in a cave.
He did figure out Syria was Obama and Hillary been funding ISIS and al-Qaeda, cut their funding off, destroying. I was hoping that he finally figured that out there, and we were going to kill the funding on this airline as well. If we can get this to him, that's why they want to keep the info from getting, because just like we got the info to him on Arpaio and they took action, they are freaking out to keep him isolated.
Well, remember that on Syria, he did not understand yet that the deep state was funding ISIS. He was picking off the funding for the actual rebels, the U.S.-backed rebels. But I've got no evidence that he really understands the deep state funding directly of ISIS.
Well, he said Hillary founded ISIS.
But he doesn't have the details. He picks this something up on the Internet, but he doesn't have the background and the details to prove his point. If he's going to go to his national security team and make a case for that, he's got to have the details.
And, of course, the national security team knows full well what's going on.
Yes, most of them do.
I mean, look at John McCain's basically was quarterbacking the operation.
Yes, he was very much a part of this, and a lot of these people in the globalist realm in Congress are taking the orders from John McCain. And the backstory is every time you talk to them, they'd be, well, I talked to Senator McCain, and he told me what was what. This guy,
I was about to say, you hear this from the Democrats. They call him the chairman. Cain calls him the chairman, and they all basically admit they're getting orders from him. Is McCain kind of like the new Brzezinski, or kind of like the new Kissinger more and more? Because it seems like he's the guy, or is he getting his orders from Kissinger?
Yeah, McCain isn't a thinker. He doesn't dream these things up, but he is the implementer. He's their go-to man to be able to put Congress in line. And everybody knows you're supposed to listen to John McCain, and nobody criticizes John McCain, who's got a background so black, so false, so pernicious that if American people really know the real John McCain, they would run from him. But it's being withheld from the American people.
Hanoi Hilton, Keating 5. I mean, he is a nasty. I mean, is he not really the leader of the Democratic Party today? People keep saying it's Pelosi or it's Schumer. Is it the leader of the Democratic Party? He's the highest polling person I've seen the polls with the Democrats. I mean, really, John McCain's the leader of the Democratic Party.
Well, they certainly look to him for guidance of where the globalists want them to go, and that means he is one of their, de facto leaders, yes.
Well, what do you think is going to happen to Trump? Because I see the disrespect of his cabinet against him on television. They've got him isolated. They know what shows he watches, and then they're on the other programs and other shows literally trashing him. It is sickening.
Well, they are attempting to build the case for impeachment, and you know, all kinds of stories are floating today about merely advising or asking the attorney general if he would drop the case for as a basis for impeachment. It's not true at all. I mean, if you go to actual ends to use the power of the president to enforce that request, that might be obstruction of justice, but certainly not discussing that with the attorney general about the flimsiness of the case or the unjustness of the case.
Sure, if you say, hey, do I need to pardon him? Is this going to go away? This is flimsy, right? And they're like, yeah, it's flimsy. We'll all just pardon him.
That's right, and that's what he ended up doing because Sessions didn't have the guts to, you know, force the dropping of this case. But these judges are really out to stop Trump on this immigration, and it's amazing. The judges came out today, or they didn't come out yet. There's been a
hold on, stay there. Back in 70 seconds. No one's shorter. You jump in, too. Then we've got our reporter in the middle of the Houston Lake, the Sea of Houston, joining us. Or is it the Gulf of Houston? It's not funny. It's... Why would you live in a floodplain?
Today, I'm excited to announce the new limited shipment of DNA Forces finally arrived at the InfoWars warehouse in Austin, Texas. We have